The Pakistani Prime Minister has flown to the northwest of the country, where at least 50 people were killed by yesterday's earthquake. Across the border in Afghanistan, President Ashraf Ghani appealed to his people to help each other if they were in affected areas. In reporting the earthquake last night, this was me with Johnny Diamond.
This was a powerful earthquake over a huge area, 7.5 magnitude at the epicentre, which was about 150 miles from Kabul.
Several listeners leapt to their email, having heard that, to give us a score of magnitude 0.0. One of them was Dr. Michael Price. You're very welcome to the programme. What was wrong with that?
Well, that bit was okay.
Oh.
The bit that was wrong was the next bit, when you commented that you supposed there hadn't been as much damage as there might have been because the epicentre was very deep.
Right. What's wrong with that?
Because the epicentre is on the ground surface.
So what's the bit down below that I should have been referring to
the
properly?
The bit you should have been referring to is the bit where the energy is released when the two sides of the fault move, is the focus. The epicentre is the point vertically above that on the ground surface. So yesterday, the thing that prompted me to write to contact you, Eddie, was the fact that no BBC reporter these days is ever at the centre of things. They're always at the epicentre. As though they imagine that the epicentre is somehow more central than the centre, and that the Greek prefix epi somehow means very or more than. And it doesn't. It means on or before, so it means less than.
So having got that off your chest, can I ask you about magnitude? Because John emailed to say, I've just listened to the report about the magnitude 7 earthquake. Would this be magnitude miles per hour or feet, bushels? Or could it mean magnitude 7.5 on the Richter scale?
Let me say, I'm not a seismologist, so I don't want to get into that bit. But no, the magnitude...
We don't want somebody to come on and correct you tomorrow night. This could go on forever.
Well, that's why I'm going to be very careful what I say. But as I understand it, the magnitude is a relative term. So I think magnitude 7.5 is correct. And the use of Richter scale, the Richter scale was devised, I think, principally for describing earthquakes in California. And it's wrong to use it more widespread. But if you want to get the detail of that, then, as I say, get a seismologist.
What else do you want to say about earthquakes and how they're reported?
Well, it's not so much earthquakes and how they're reported, it's how science is reported. Mm. And it's this tendency of reporters to... They get hold of a scientific term, and they don't understand what it means, because they're mainly arts graduates, bless them. And they... can't be bothered, or they're too busy or too important to actually look it up and find out what it means. So they start using it, like epicenter or parameter or water table.
You've got a whole list of them, haven't you?
I've got a whole list of them, yeah. And the problem with that is they keep using it. And somebody challenges it, like somebody challenged decimate on More or Less not long ago.
I heard that. I thought it was now okay to say decimate.
Depends on your point of view.
Okay.
But you then get some sort of limp linguist along who says, no, it's all fine because the language has to evolve.
Limp linguist.
And one day, you know, when enough people use the word decimate to mean totally destroy or nearly totally destroy, or enough people use epicenter to mean the focus of an earthquake, then it goes in the dictionary, which means that the language is evolving.
The
wrong way. It's being dictated by the ignorant.
All right.
And so when somebody wants to use the correct term, nobody's really sure what they mean.
Michael, I thank you very much for, first of all, emailing and then going to all the trouble of coming in to talk to us. I appreciate it. By the way, and this is just a shot in the dark, do trails on Radio 4 annoy you?
It depends.
Okay.
When they go on and on and on over and over again, as though I've only got a memory span of 30 seconds or something.
Well, let's try this on you. Here's Simon Cox with news of File on 4.
Britain is